The Safety of Sage Essential Oil, Part 2, The Oil versus the Isolate. Welcome to Part 2 of our Sage Oil Safety Series. In my Healing Health and Wellness blog, we discovered how the nightmare down chemistry lane continues, using isolated compounds to scare the droppers out of essential oils lovers' hands. We learned that inducing the toxicity of sage oil by comparing it to Thujone or camphor is not well-founded. Furthermore, even if the studies on toxicity of these compounds were extrapolated to the essential oil, my pet peeve, you'd have to ingest 12 to 50 drops. Please don't do that. Review the resources for safety on my website. Now, let's look at the actual reports on sage, the herb, the oil, our friend. Sage oil and its entourage companions of constituents. Natural Medicines, a comprehensive review database for practitioners, reports on the composition of the essential oil of sage, the herb, and you can go ahead and read the full excerpt on the actual blog. But here's the bottom line. Please note that in their statement, the authors are saying that there is 1 to 2.5% monoterpenes in sage oil. Alpha-thujene is only 30 to 65% of the monoterpenes of Salvia officinalis at that 1 to 2.5%. Camphor is less than 30% of the essential oil. Therefore, those studies with only isolated thujone that I reviewed are not valid in comparison to the essential oil of sage. Camphor may be more closely linked to the limit of ingestion in the reviews, about 27% of Salvia lavandulifolia. Therefore, don't ingest 40 to 100 drops of it. You can read my calculation on why this is the case in part one. Human clinical trial outcomes with the essential oil that didn't overdose its subjects. A 2014 report in Journal of Traditional and Complementary Medicine states the safety of sage. As far as we know, there are no reports of the negative side effects associated with Salvia lavandulifolia or officinalis, despite their usage for many centuries. The normal usage of sage is very safe. However, there might be an adverse effect using Salvia officinalis in excessive amount, which can be caused by the high content of thujone. A study has shown that Salvia lavandulifolia compared to Salvia officinalis has similar compositions without the thujone content, which makes it more suitable for those concerned about the excessive uses of sage as a treatment. In the studies on memory reviewed that used ingestion, sage essential oil tended to be very safe with little concern for any negative effect. In a pilot study that reviewed the pharmacological activity and tolerability of sage, the authors found that the oil produced a reduction in neuropsychotic symptoms and an improvement in attention in healthy volunteers. Only two people experienced an increase in blood pressure who were pre-hypertensive to begin with. The dose coincided with 0.05 milliliters three times a day. 0.05 milliliters is about one drop depending on the thickness of an essential oil. Bottom line, review my safety resources on my website and do not ingest more than 1 to 2 drops of the essential oil at any time. To be cautious, I do suggest that those prone to seizures or with high blood pressure use an alternate to sage oil. This is because everyone has different variances and biotransformation enzymes, so those more sensitive may have an effect. However, I have never seen this in my clinical experience. Stay tuned for the hormonal review of sage. It may appear published on another site. No worries. I'll keep you posted.